Falls a disappointing defeat, 30-22. What can you take from that game? Disappointing performance and a Newcastle side that just ripped us to shreds at times.
Yeah. We played for 20-minute period in an 80-minute game. You're never going to win a game like that, not against a Newcastle anyway. And I thought on certain plays he embarrassed us. You know, you had lads running across the field and no one making a tackle, and we just didn't do the basics right. We didn't complete. There were silly knock-ons, high tackles, and we just gifted them field position. And like you said, they're a quick team on a 3G big wide pitch, and you know, in pre-season we come in last year and you know, they put 40-50 on us, and they played the conditions really well. But you know, we needed to be better than that today, and I just don't think we matched them on any accounts.
A disappointing effort. What can you put it down to?
No, you don't want to make excuses, mate, about the squad size, what's going off the field. It's been tough for the boys. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say nothing's wrong. We've not trained for 2 weeks. We've not actually put the ball in our hand for 2 weeks now. We've done 2 20-minute captain's runs in 2 weeks, just because obviously we're nursing injuries. Mossett went off injured today. Chris Taylor went off injured. Dion played with a bad back for about 60 minutes, and then obviously the off-field stuff. You know, this time last week, everybody's wondering what's happening after Bradford, because we got told there would be no club after Bradford. So you know, there's lads like, you know, your Jesse's, Dion's, myself. It's our only wage. So you're sitting down with the family, you know, coming up with alternative, you know, ideas what you're going to do. But you know, obviously the last 4 or 5 days have been positive. So you know, the boys have been through the ringer. Everybody's been, you know, small talk. And but at the end of the day, we didn't do it on the field. It's as simple as that. You know, we all went in here level-headed. You know, we were all happy. We all knew our game plan, and we didn't do it. That's top and bottom of why we didn't win the game today.
You've spoke about a few players being out there today, and especially from the Newcastle side, that you know what they're going to do. You've spoke about it in the week. You watched another video, and I think you mentioned there Lewis Young. He scored 3 tries off kicks. I mean, he's absolutely rapid. I mean, if you allow him to do that, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that's frustrating me today. You know, the coaching staff, we sit there all week watching videos. You know, handful time. He treats it as a full time gig and sit there watching match after match, and we highlighted the kick to Lewis Young, and he scored 2 against Bradford, 1 against Town, and then goes and scores 2 or 3 again today. And you know, we knew it was coming, and we're still not reacting, and they're the little things that's getting us. You know, the Hunslet game, we identified that they do, and you know, we still let them do it. And you know, we're in a little bit of a rut now. You know, we're real low on confidence, everyone's down a little bit, you know, so we're hoping, you know, the off-field stuff will keep continuing to be positive in the next few days. But we need to get some bodies in, mate. It's as simple as that. Like you said, Chris has come off hamstring, Jason shoulder, Dion back. You know, if them three didn't play, we'd have 15 players next week.
You mentioned that you've got a small squad. We all know you've got a squad of 19, 17, I would own, lads.
18 now, yeah.
So we have got a small squad. Obviously the new investors are coming in, and all we know we need to raise this money, but is there any chance of some bodies coming in the next few days, weeks?
Yeah, there is. You know, speaking to Stu Harvey, he's really backing me. He's backing the current squad, but you know, if we don't make this target, he'll walk away. It's as simple as that. So you know, players, we need to do our bit on the field. You know, we need the fans to do their bit off the field, and you know, just the local community to dig deep. You know, the reaction has been quality so far, and you know, we need to keep that momentum going and just get a big crowd for Bradford. You know, I will beg the current board to bring in a player or two before Bradford, because like I said, we might have 15 players against the top of the table next week.
It's going to be a tough task next week. We all know what Bradford can do, but if we can get the record bouncing, £10 entry, you know, get some people down, you never know what can happen.
No, definitely. You know, it's a horrible place to come anywhere. You know what I mean? That's with 600-700 people there. So you know, you get it surpassed 200, and you know, we really hope Bradford bring a good following. But you know, we need to surpass them and create a real good atmosphere. And like I say, it's a horrible place to come, is Whitehaven, but you know, we love it. So yeah, we just need to make that a real intimidating place. And like I said, we need to do our job on the field before anything. You know, get the crowd off the seats, and you know, really get a feel good factor behind, because the lads are in a dark place at the minute. You know, we're not a squad that's used to losing, you know, games on the bounce, so it's quite new to us this. But, you know, it's my job to turn it around, and, you know, we're not a million miles away, so that's the main thing, and, you know, we go again.
Yeah, thanks for coming to speak to me today. I know it's been a turbulent few weeks for yourselves. It's been a turbulent week off the field, so to get out there and on the field, just try and forget about it. But thanks for coming to speak to me today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much.